From Boise's Bass Block to the Hialeah Festival to the trailing of the sheep in Ketchum, music and food, bass culture plays a big role in southern Idaho, and Dan Insadegui has played a big role in promoting that. Insadegui teaches traditional Basque pushbutton accordion music that accompanies many of those community events. The Boise native follows a lineage of family that came to Idaho at the turn of the century and joined a vibrant and growing Basque community. His family herded sheep and ran boarding houses in Sun Valley. In high school, Insadegui went to Basque country in Spain and learned the language. Those travels have since inspired the creation of everything from restaurants to bands here in the Treasure Valley. We continue our cultural series Expressive Idaho with Insadegui's story. Arlie Sommer produced this in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts.
My name is Dan Insadegui. I'm from Boise, Idaho. I play the button accordion, or the triquitisha, as it is called in Basque. I teach that to a mid-sized group of people from age of 8 is our youngest, and our oldest is pushing 80. We started teaching our Basque button group about 20 years ago. Basques in Idaho came from a very small region within the entire Basque country. All four of my grandparents grew up in a 3-kilometer radius of the town of Ibarra-Galua. Many Basques in Boise came from that same area because of the poverty and the fact that they needed to find work.
Basque culture was something that we grew up with without even realizing it was anything different than other people had. We always listened to music as my dad played, and then his band practiced at our house, and he played drums in that band. We always had the Basque music around us. We started dancing at a very early age.
I remember Papa playing accordion for us all the time, and I don't think I didn't start playing music until I played trumpet in high school and stuff, but I didn't really start playing anything else till my dad passed away.
I was able to go to the town of Oñate in the Basque country that Dr. Pat Beter had organized. It's where I learned Basque, and I also began to learn the chistu. And chistu in Basque just means whistle. Played chistu a little tiny bit, but not very much, because most of the dances that the chistu played for were the boys' dances, and I was dancing. I was always fascinated in the button accordion, and I was able to go back and learn that.
After the 1990 Hialeah that was in Boise, that was really at the beginning of the revival of the button accordion. I just really wanted to learn the button accordion. I love the looks of it. I love the sound of it much more than I did the piano accordion. A different instrument plays different music, and it plays it differently, but it just kind of lends itself to a different style of music.
The button accordion is almost always accompanied by the tambourine. Tambourine came in through the South with the Moorish invasion, but then the Basques adapted it and used it.
A jota is a Basque version of a Spanish fandango. It's done in the same time as a waltz, but it's much quicker. It has a feeling of almost like triplets. So instead of a bump, 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 which is a waltz, right? One, two, three, one, two, three. It's more like bup, 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 one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. And so they call those triplets. So it's written like a waltz, but it has a feeling of a march. And then it's followed by the porusalda, and porusalda in Spanish means leek soup. So those are the two, that's the A and the B, or the one and the two, and those two are always done together.
I think that's kind of what Basques have been really good at, is keeping their culture and yet allowing it to change and still remain Basque. It's a different Basque, but because of the fact that we had different resources here and we had different needs, it changed quite a bit And yet it was always with the music and with the food, we always knew where the origins were.
Last year, Ansadagi won a National Endowment for the Arts National Heritage Fellowship for his development of Basque music and culture in Idaho. This piece was produced for the series Expressive Idaho, in partnership with the Idaho Commission on the Arts Folk and Traditional Arts Program, and with funding support from the National Endowment for the Arts. For photos, videos, and extra content, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.